This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's being called the largest antitrust class action settlement in U.S. history. Visa and MasterCard, along with the big banks, have agreed to pay more than $6 billion to retailers. The retailers had argued that the credit card companies conspired to fix prices that retailers have to pay when people buy things with credit cards. And the settlement is likely to affect all of us, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Retail merchants stand to get most of the settlement money, and the credit card industry will cut the fees they charge to process transactions when you and I swipe. Economist Mike Mebs in the Chicago area says it puts a dent in the market power of the plastic industry, namely Visa.
The Visa board really controls the pricing process. This is, at the minimum, a very tight oligopoly, almost a cartel.
The settlement lets merchants tell the public how much the credit card companies charge them in fees. Merchants can also give discounted prices to cash customers. Bert Fohr at the Antitrust Institute, a think tank, thinks it all injects competition into the payment system, which no longer will be dictated by the banks.
The swipe fee, that will go down, and eventually that will result in lower prices.
When and if this takes effect is subject to the lawyers. A group representing convenience stores says they'll reject the deal, and it all has to be approved in court before anything takes effect. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.